What's going on, Hornets?
Welcome to the first edition of the Buzz Podcast.
It's Heaven
and Grace. Today we are here with Mr. White, an amazing 7th grade math teacher here at HHA.
Mr. White, you won the 2023 Brenda Khan Award for Educational Excellence just a few weeks ago. How did you feel when you found out you won the award?
First of all, thanks you both for having me on this first podcast. The award, I was very surprised and honored to get the Brenda Khan Excellence in Education Award. There's a lot of worthy teachers in HHA and across BCP, and I just was very honored to get the award.
That's great. What made you want to start teaching?
That's a good question. I wanted to become a teacher because I used to work for a bank in Baltimore, and then I transitioned careers, and I liked working with numbers at the bank, and I was interested in math, and I like working with kids, so it was a really nice transition from banking to teaching.
I love math too. How long have you been teaching?
I've been teaching now for 20 years, 5 years at Lombard and 15 years at HHA, all of them at Baltimore City Public Schools.
In my opinion, HHA is a pretty good school, but that's just me.
I would agree with you on that too.
Is this the biggest award you've ever received?
This is the biggest award for teaching that I've ever received. When I was a kid growing up in high school, I've got like sports awards, but this is actually the only like professional award I've ever won, and it was a very, very big honor.
That's awesome. Okay, now for our special question.
All right.
We have a question. There has been a rumor about your friend Kenny.
Yeah, Mr. White, what's up with Kenny?
First of all, you do not want to believe rumors, but you might have heard a few things about an individual or someone named Kenny, and that is reserved for 7th grade students. So when you get to the 7th grade, you will learn all about Kenny and the wonderful things he does.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait.
Now we know. That's a wrap on Mr. White's interview. Thank you, Mr. White, for coming on the Buzz Podcast. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me.
That's a pretty big award to win. Grace, what's the biggest award you've ever won?
The biggest award I have ever won would probably be the trophy I was given after my ice hockey season. During my practice, I fell several times and almost broke my trophy on the ice after I fell again. Heaven, what's the biggest award you've ever won?
I don't really know if I could top that one, but my biggest award was probably when I won first place in a dance solo, but I had to leave the competition early for an appointment. I didn't know I won until 2 weeks later.
Wow, that is just so fun.
Yeah, I know. It was, like, so crazy. Like, just imagine 9-year-old me crying because I thought I lost. Then finding out 2 weeks later, I didn't cry. I didn't lose. I got first place.
Imagine. Our circle question this week was, what is the biggest award you've ever received? There is still an opportunity for answers. In the next podcast, we'll be reading some more of those. Don't forget, the box is outside of 309. Be sure to write your name if you want it shared.
Speaking of our circle question, we have some answers to read now. Bentley says the biggest award he has ever won was getting double platinum.
Ashley said the biggest award she has ever received is getting a certificate for making it on the honor roll.
Julie Abbey said she got best grandkid award.
Morris said she got third place in a 5K.
Maria said getting second place in the FLL City Robotics Competition.
Cameron says she ran 2 5Ks.
Zoe said she got first place in a debate competition.
Maria won a soccer trophy.
Jason earned platinum last year.
Camden got second place in a debate tournament.
And Karma said getting honor roll all year was her biggest award.
And finally, winning Call of Duty was Michael's biggest achievement. In other news,
middle school goes on the Quarter 3 LGP trip next Friday, March 31st to Urban Air. In order to go, be sure you have 2 hours, GPA of 3.0, and 80% on Dojo. Make sure your parents or guardians have filled out the form on for Urban Air on Class Dojo.
Remember, all Dojo points and grades freeze today.
Recently, the HHA track team has started for grades 6 through 8. They meet Tuesdays and Thursdays after school until 4:15. Their first meet is April 13th, 2023.
The girls' lacrosse team had a game yesterday against James McHenry. HHA won with a score of 10-3. Goals were scored by Corbin, Quinn, Cam, and Kennedy. Every player did great and worked very hard. Now for the Day of Silence.
Middle school students, Day of Silence is coming up on Friday, April 14th. We have Mr. Plunk here in the studio with us today. Mr. Plunk, what is the Day of Silence all about?
So the GLSEN Day of Silence is a student-led national event that highlights the problem of anti-LGBTQ name-calling, bullying, and harassment in schools. So students from middle school to college take a vow of silence on this day, which is April 14th, to illustrate the silencing effect of bullying and harassment on LGBTQ students and those perceived to be LGBTQ.
Students who choose to participate at HHA must complete and submit a pledge card in the cafeteria during lunch the week of March 27th through the 31st. You'll see a display booth staffed by Mr. Plunk and Open Doors members during the 6th, 7th, and 8th lunch shifts. You'll sign a pledge card and submit it before spring break. You'll be allowed to wear a red, white, or black t-shirt or polo with your standard khaki uniform bottoms on Friday, April the 14th. The goal is to be silent. That includes lunch, recess, and the halls. Participating students must follow teachers' expectations, which may require answering questions in class, presenting, or using a whiteboard. If you complete this challenge, you'll earn a special merit.
If you have any questions, see Open Doors Club advisors Ms. Poole and Mr. Plunk.
Coming to an end on the Buzz Podcast, today's joke is, what did the evil chicken lay?
Deviled eggs! Thanks for listening to the Buzz Podcast. Tune in April 28th for the next one.
That's a wrap. It's Grace
and Heaven
signing off.